Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Dalid. The Gemara clears a shaila ibay luhu chaimish me'akev ve'enim me'akev. When one is being paid the ma'ase sheni and has to be ma'asef a chaimish, do we say the chaimish is me'akev the pigeon, and if he does not give the chaimish, then the ma'ase sheni is not nifta and is still kaddish? Or do we say the chaimish is not me'akev, there's a mitzvah to be ma'asef a chaimish, but afilu if one was not ma'asef a chaimish, also the pigeon is chal? Dalad b'dalad park rakanav shei ma'asef chaimish, do we say that really the pigeon is four for four, and the chaimish is only a mitzvah to give? Or do we say Dalad Bechamisha Park, the entire pigeon, the Ma'aseh Sheni that's worth four is nifta with the value of five, and if one didn't give the Chaimish, the Ma'aseh Sheni is not nifta Bechlal? Tosis Divir Masel Oidulma asks a question. Shmuel's member later on in the Perek, Hektish Shavim Moneh Shechililoy Al Shavim Pruto is Mecholol, that if one has Hektish that is Shavim Moneh, and he's Mechalol the Hektish on a Shavim Pruto, the pigeon, the Chilol, is Chal B'diavet. If one does such a thing that he's mechalel a hektish worth shavim mana on a pruta, it's mechulel. So Zoktosis, if that's the halacha by hektish, mistama hu adin the halacha is by ma'aseh sheni also the same halacha, that if one is mechalel shavim mana of ma'aseh sheni on a pruta, it should be chal. So how can we say in our Gemara, dalet behei parik, and the chaimish is me'akev, if one did not yet give the chaimish, then the chilul ma'aseh sheni is not chal, the cha'ira, one can be mechalel shavim mana of ma'aseh sheni on a pruta, who adin he should be able to be mechalel the four of ma'aseh sheni, four zuz of ma'aseh sheni on four, and say, hu v'chum shez mechalel on four, it's not worse than a mana being mechalel on a pruta. So Tosis answers, the vadai, if he would say, hu v'chum shez mechalel on a shavim pruta, if he would speak up a feirish that the ma'aseh sheni and its chaimish should be mechalel on a shavim pruta, it would be chal b'diyevin, and the ma'aseh sheni would be mechalel. But in our case, he didn't mention Bechlal the Chaimish. He said that the Ma'aseh Sheni should be Mecholo 4 on 4, and he didn't mention Bechlal that the Chaimish is included in his Ma'aseh Pidyon. Being that he did not speak out that the Chaimish is included in his Ma'aseh Pidyon, so therefore we don't have the Aloch of Hektish Shavim Mana Shechilul HaShavim Pruta is Mecholo, and Memelo the Chaimish wasn't yet given, and the Aloch would be, if the Chaimish is Ma'akev, that the Ma'aseh Sheni is not yet Nifte. There's a dik in the Lashon HaTosfos. Tosfos says that vada, if you would say hu v'chum shayz mechulal ashavu pruta, it's mevur from Tosfos that one can say hu v'chum shayz mechulal ashavu pruta. All he needs is a pruta, and he could be mechalel the keren and the chaimish all on one shavu pruta, and with that it would be yotze lechulim because hekta shavu mana shechilal ashavu pruta is mechulal. And this is also mevur in Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah daf lamed aleph amid beis. Tosis is mevur, say if the chaimish is me'akev and say if it's not me'akev, and both stodim, if one speaks out, hu v'chaim shay is mechulal on a shavu pruta, it doesn't matter what the ma'aseh sheni is worth, but if he speaks out, the ma'aseh sheni and its chaimish is mechulal on a shavu pruta, it's chal b'di'eved, and we don't say he needs more than a shavu pruta for the chaimish, he can include both the keren and the chaimish and be mechalal it on a shavu pruta. Tosis in Gittin on Daf Samachei Amar Aleph, when he brings this halacha of Shmuel and he wants to apply it to a case where one is chayav chaimish, Tosis speaks out, "Alayachol lechal shavim mana al shavim pruta v'chaimsha." He can be mechalal al shavim mana on shavim pruta v'chaimsha. That one cannot be mechalal the shavim mana and the chaimish on one pruta. Only one is mechalal the shavim mana on the pruta, and he's meisiv chaimish. He has to be meisiv chaimish on the pruta. The actual chilul of the keren could be on a shavim pruta, not less than that. And after that, he has to be meisiv a chaimish, so he gives a pruta and a chaimish of a pruta, and with that he can be mechalal a shavim mana. But one cannot be mechalal the shavim mana v'chaimsha on the pruta, being that the keren has to be mechalal on a pruta by itself without the chaimish. Akoponim, it would come out, we have a machlikis in Tosis, Tosis by us, and Tosis in Gittin, whether or not when one is mechalal shavim mana on a pruta, do we say he is mechalal a shavim mana on a shavim pruta, and then has to be meisiv the chaimish and give a shavim a pruta v'chaimsha? Or do we say he can mechal shavim mana with the chaimish and everything will be mechol on a pruta and only give a pruta and not be meisiv a chaimish afterwards? But the etzem halacha bein according to Tosis by us and bein according to Tosis in Gittin that the halacha shavim mana shechilul shavim pruta doesn't only apply to the keren, it applies to the chaimish also is difficult to understand. Bishlamo, when it comes to the keren, when one is being mechal the keren, that's a meisiv chilul. He's being mechal the hektish and taking off the kedusha and making a chulin. So on that we say a hektish shavim mana shechilul shavim pruta is mechulul. Then b'di'eved, one can make such a chilul even though he only used the shavim pruta and it's not really the value of the hektish. It's mechulul and the hektish is yetzel chulin. But on the chaimish, according to the maskon of our sugya, that we come, our sugya comes out, the chaymish is not ma'akiv, and one can be machal just the karen, and the chaymish is just a mitzvah nesina that one should give this money, but it's not ma'akiv, the etzim chilol, l'chayva, that's just a chayv moment that one has to give to hektish. So how can we say if one owes hektish $100, how can we say that if he gives a pruta, he can be yaitzeh his chayvus nesina of $100 by giving a pruta? We can look at it that it's mecholol, being that he gave a pruta and the ma'isa chilol was done, the kedusha comes off the hektish. But on the chaymish, which is not ma'akev and is only a mitzvah nesina, how can one be yaitzeh a mitzvah nesina of giving $100 by giving only a pruta? Atu neima, that any person who owes his friend $100 could go give him a dollar, give him a pruta, and be yaitzeh his nesina by giving a dollar instead of giving the $100. It's a chaybis moment that he has to give to hektish. How can it be yaitzeh by giving it on a shavu pruta or even a pruta of a chaym shalach ayra? He has to give the money. That's what he owes to hektish. It's not a ma'isa chilul. The stipulin Rosh Hashanah Simon Chav Dalet answers this question by asking another question. How does it help this day he's being mafish of pruta of a chaym shalach or pruta itself, and he's being mechalel who of a chaym shalach on this pruta? L'chayv, the chi of chaymish is to be mafish a chaymish of the value of the ma'isa sheni. L'moshel, if one is being paid $100 worth of ma'isa sheni, the chi of chaymish is $20. So how does it mahani this that he's saying a pruta of a chaymish is giving the chaymish of a pruta to be yetzah the halacha of a chaymish? It's not a fifth of anything. The halacha of the fifth has to be a fifth of the value of the ma'isa sheni. When he's giving a chaymish of a pruta, he's not giving a fifth of the value of the ma'isa sheni. What is this halacha of a chaymish? Of giving the chaymish of a pruta, l'chayv, the chi of chaymish is, in the case of ma'isa sheni of $100, the chi of chaymish is $20. That's a fifth. There's no fifth of being a chaymish of a pruta. Zakta Stipel, we see from this that he's giving pruta of a chaymish, he's giving the chaymish of a pruta as the chi of chaymish. Or in a case when he's being mechal huva chaymish and a pruta, he's giving one-fifth of a pruta for the chaymish and four-fifths of a pruta for the karen. We see from this the halacha of the chaymish is not to give a chaymish of the value of the ma'isa sheni. The halacha of the chaymish is a din in the pidyon of the ma'isa sheni. When one is being paid the ma'isa sheni, whatever amount of money he's giving for the pidyon, the halacha is to be ma'isa for chaymish in the pidyon. Whatever amount of money he's using for the pidyon, he should be ma'isa for chaymish and give that amount of money plus the chaymish. It's not a halacha in the chilul ma'isa sheni, whatever ma'isa sheni is being mechalal, that's mechayev a chaymish of the value of the ma'isa sheni becoming his chalal. Only it's a chelik of the ma'isa pidyon, the money he's using for the ma'isa pidyon, he should be ma'isa for chaymish of that money, and that's the halacha of the chaymish, the ma'isa sheni is mechayev. Therefore, he gives a pruta of a chaymish, the chaymish is a fifth of the money he's using for the pidyon. He's being paid with a pruta, and he's ma'isa for chaymish, which is a chaymish of the money being used for a pidyon. Zakta Stipel, if he's there, we could answer the first question also. Even though Avada one cannot be Yaitza a Chayv of $20, Moshlin, when he's being paid the Ma'isa Sheni of $100, and the Chaymish is supposed to be $20, one cannot be Yaitza a Chayv of $20 by giving a Pruta. There's no Allah of being Mechalel a Chiv onto a Pruta. It's only Allah in Chil Ma'isa Sheni and taking off the Kedusha. But the Allah of Chaymish is Bechlal not Allah in the Shavis of the Ma'isa Sheni. The Allah of the Chaymish is the Chelik of the Ma'isa Pidyon. So therefore, being that it's a chelik of the ma'isa pidyon, and the halacha is that the karen can be neschalal on a pruta, therefore he could be ma'isa for chaymish onto that, and he could say huva chaymish amachol la pruta, because he's being ma'isa for chaymish on the amount of money he's using for the pidyon of the ma'isa sheni. The Gemara continues, lema ketanoi, let us say whether or not a chaymish is ma'akev, the pidyon of a ma'isa sheni, or a chaymish is not ma'akev, is a machlikis tanoi, and we have an ebraisa, nosanes a karen, v'loi nosanes a chaymish. If one paid the Karen and did not pay the Chaymish, Rabbi Eliezer holds one can eat the Ma'isa Sheni, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that one cannot eat the Ma'isa Sheni. L'chayr, the Machlokes is whether or not the Chaymish is Ma'akiv, the pidyon of the Ma'isa Sheni, or the Chaymish is not Ma'akiv. And the Gemara is Masik, Amar Rav Papa, Loi, the Kuli Alma Chaymish, like Ma'akiv. Everyone agrees the Chaymish is not Ma'akiv, the pidyon of a Ma'isa Sheni. V'hocha b'chayishinon lipshiusa kamiflagi, over here the Machlokes is a dinder abonon, the Chazal v'choshish. If one would be able to eat the ma'isa sheni without paying the chaymish, he will never come to pay the chaymish. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Lo yoicha, one cannot eat the ma'isa sheni because of an issa derabbanan that Chazal were geizer. If one would be allowed to eat the ma'isa sheni, he will never come to pay the chaymish." But avada l'kuli alma mideraisa, a chaymish is not me'akev the opinion of the ma'isa sheni, and this is the maskon of the Gemara that a chaymish is not me'akev the opinion of the ma'isa sheni, and this is the way we paskin that chaymish lay me'akva. The Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tov Ayin Gimel Sif Katan Tes is nistapik in the Gedder of a Chiyav Chaymish. What is the Gedder of this Chiyav once the pidyon is already Chal? The Torah is Mechayev, a person to be Moisef or Chaymish. He has Sveikas Ladino based on being Magdir. What exactly is the Gedder of this Chiyav?
And the suffik he is nistapik is what is the halacha of a suffik in a chi of chaymish? If one is misupik, whether or not he has to pay a chaymish, does he have to pay it or not? And the marshal in cheschinach gives us of a tumtum. The Gemara brings a miyat that dafkin isha is mechuyah to be meisef a chaymish, and isha is not included in the mitzvah of being meisef a chaymish, and isha does not have to add a chaymish when she's paid there meisef sheni. What is the halacha of a tumtum, one who the dina is a suffik ish, suffik isha? So now he's mesupik whether or not he has to be meisef a chaymish. There's a sveika on his chi of chaymish. Does he have to be meisef the chaymish or not? What is the halacha now by a suffik chi of chaymish? But the halacha normally by a suffik sveika de memoina is a meitzim echaveh olav araya. When one is mesupik, if he has to give his friend money, the halacha is that he does not have to pay because a meitzim echaveh olav araya. When there's a sveika ladina, if one is a suffik in isra and a suffik in a mitzvah, one is suffik deraisa lachumer, one has to be machmer. So what is the halacha by a chi of chaymish? Do we look at it as a sveika de memoina, being that it's a chi of chaymish, is a mom that he has to give to hektish, to give to the ma'aser sheni? So we would say, ha'maitzim echaveh olav araya, does it have a halacha of a suffik isra, of a suffik mitzvah? And we would say, suffik deraisa lachumer, that one is mechuyif to pay the chaymish. Secondly, the minchas chinuch is nestapik. What is the halacha if one is not paying the chaymish? If Bezin sees somebody's not paying the chaymish, is there a shibun the chosim created that Bezin will be yoyed in the chosim and take his karka away because he did not pay the chaymish? Do we say that the chi of chaymish is a mitzvah ba'almo, that it's a mitzvah on mutl on karkafta de gavra, it's on the person that he has to pay the chaymish? But there is no shibun the chosim created on his money that Bezin will just take his money if he doesn't give the chaymish? Or do we say, no, it's a real chayv mammon which creates a shibun nechasim, his nechasim am is shubit to this chi of chaymish, that he owes hektish, the chaymish of the pigeon which he was paid as ma'aser sheni, and mamel, if he doesn't pay it, Bezin would take his nechasim like every shibun nechasim. Thirdly, the minchas chinuch is nistapik by a katan who is a higia lo'ainas dvarim, he reached the age by a girl of 11 and a boy of 12, who is nadarim, and his ma'aser pigeon is a ma'aser pigeon. What is the halacha b'negei the chaymish? The katan the chayv is not mitzvah in mitzvahs. Mele, he would not have the mitzvah of giving a chaymish. If a katan is paid and did not give the chaymish, he did the ma'aser pidyon which is chal, and it was not ma'aser for chaymish, which Bezin will not force him to give, being that he's not mitzvah in mitzvahs. What is the halacha when he now becomes a gadol? Do we say that be'etzem he was nischayif to give the chaymish, only Bezin didn't force him, being that he was a katan, and now that he's a gadol, the chayv is here? And once the chayv is here, Memela Bezin will force him as a gadol to pay up the chi of chaymish that he now owes hektish? Or do we say, no, being that Peshas the pidyon, he wasn't mitzvah mitzvahs, it's not chal the chi of chaymish, and Memela, even when he becomes a gadol, also Bezin will not be mechayiv him to give the chaymish, because Peshas the ma'aser pidyon, he wasn't mitzvah mitzvahs, so it was not chal on him the mitzvah of being ma'aser for chaymish on his pidyon and ma'aser sheni. And the Minchas Chinuch remains at a suffik on these three shailas. L'cha'ira, there's a makom to be ma'ira on the Minchas Chinuch that the second and the third suffik don't stim together. The Minchas Chinuch was nistapik whether or not the chi of chaymish creates a shibun nechasim. If we had to say that the chi of chaymish creates a shibun nechasim, l'cha'ira it should be pashit that by a katan who was poide as ma'aser sheni and was not ma'aser for chaymish, even if Bezin will not force him because he's not mitzvah mitzvahs, they will not force him to give a chaymish, but al kapanim it should create a shibun nechasim. And the chi of chaymish will create a shibun nechasim, and Bezin would be yoyed l'nechasim and take away his nechasim. So even though by a katan they won't take his nechasim because he's not mitzvah in mitzvahs, the Bezin will not be yoyed to the nechasai katan. But once he becomes a gadol, the chi of zecher there, there was a shibun nechasim that was created that when he becomes a gadol, Bezin should take away his nechasim. So how could the Minchas Chinuch say, if the Minchas Chinuch comes out, that one, the Bezin would be yoyed l'nechasov, and the chi of chaymish creates a shibun nechasim, so why is it by a katan, when he's nisgadol, the Minchas Chinuch is mesupik, whether or not, as a gadol, Bezin would force him to pay the chaymish, the chayrid was a shibun nechasim created, should be poshit that Bezin would force the gadol to pay the chi of chaymish. If David Pavasky explains, he answers this question on the Minchas Chinuch, that Avada, even on the tzad of the Minchas Chinuch, that the chi of chaymish creates a shibud nechasim, it's only mitzad the mitzvah that one is mitzvah to pay a chaymish. There's a mitzvah mutl on the person being paid to be meisef a chaymish. That mitzvah creates the shibud nechasim. That mitzvah creates the chayv, and that chayv creates a shibud nechasim. But it's only one who's mitzvah to give the chaymish that it would create a shibud nechasim. Masha'en came by a katan who doesn't have mitzvahs. If we have to say that the chi of chaymish is not chal b'chal, being that he's not mitzvah, once there's no mitzvah to give the chaymish, who adin will not be chal ashibun nechasim either. And therefore the minchas chinuch is nistapik whether or not the chi of chaymish is chal b'negeya, that when he becomes a gadol, would Bezin force him to give the chaymish after achash in his gadol. And on the tzad that Bezin would force him because the chi of chaymish is chal, then there'll be a shibun nechasim. But if we have to say, being the Peshasta Maisa Pidgin, he wasn't Mitzvah, and the Chi of Chaymish is not Chal, who would then, it will not be Chal, Ashib and the Chosim, Peshasta Maisa Pidgin, being that he was not Mitzvah, Peshasta Pidgin. But Al Kapanim, we have three Sveikas of the Minchas Chinuch in the Gedder of the Chi of Chaymish, once we are Masik, that a Chaymish is not Ma'akiv. The first Sufik, the Minchas Chinuch, was Nestapik, is what's the Allah by a Sufik Chi of Chaymish? Do we look at it as a Sufik Mamayna or as a Sufik Dino? The second suffix of the Minchas Chinuch is whether or not the Chi of Chaymish creates a Shibud Nechosim, and the Minchas Chinuch is Naita and Svaro that a Chi of Chaymish would create a Shibud Nechosim. He holds that Bezdin would be Yeru the Nechosim to be Gaiva the Nechosim. It's not just a Chayv Ba'alma Mutl on the Gavra, but it's a Chi of that would create a Shibud Nechosim, that Bezdin would be Gaiva from his Nechosim. And thirdly, the Minchas Chinuch was Nestapik, what is the halacha of a Katan who's not Mitzvah, he doesn't have mitzvahs, if in a case when his pigeon is a pigeon? And is it chal b'chlal a chi of chaymish that will say, well, when he becomes a gadol, Bezdin will force him to pay up the old chayv of the chi of chaymish? Or do we say, being that b'shas t'mayis a pidyon, he wasn't mitzvah, the chi of chaymish is not chal b'chlal, and therefore even when he becomes a gadol, Bezdin will not force him to pay the chaymish? And we spoke out that even though the Minchas Chinuch comes out earlier that the chi of chaymish creates a shibud nechasim by a katan, being that he's not mitzvah b'shas t'mayis a pidyon, it would not even create a shibud nechasim. The Minchas Chinuch has the tzad when he becomes a gadol, also Bezdin will not force him to pay the chi of chaymish. The Gemara continues with a suffix. What is the halacha of a chaymish? Is the halacha of the chaymish similar to the keren, or the chaymish does not have the halachas of the keren? And the Gemara explains, hektish is not mischalal on karka. What is the halacha by chaymish? Could the chaymish be mischalal on karka or not? Truma eina mishtalemes ela min achulin. The Gemara says, truma cannot be paid back only from chulin. When one eats truma, he can only pay back from chulin. What is the halacha of the chaymish? Could chaymish be paid up shaloi min achulin, or also by the chaymish, one can only pay up from chulin and not shaloi min achulin? And thirdly, the Gemara is nestapik maise in mischalal ala asimoin, that maise cannot be mischalal on a coin that does not have a tzura. What is the halacha of a chaymish? Could the chaymish be paid up with a coin that does not have a tzura or not? And the Gemara is poshit that chaymishay kim maise, the chaymish has the halachas of the keren, and the chaymish of hektish cannot be paid up from karka. By Chuma, one must pay up the Chaymish from Chulin. And by Maiser Sheni, one cannot use a coin that does not have a tzura to pay the Chaymish of Maiser Sheni. The Gemara continues, Amar Ravina, Fanana Mitanino. The Ravina brings a raya from the Mishnah in Chumas, Hagoinev Chuma Vele Ochla. If one is Goinev Chuma and does not eat it, Mishalam Tashlume Kefil Dmei Chuma. He pays Tashlume Kefil Dmei Chuma. Bederech Klal Chuma is valued less than Chulin. It's about 2/3 of the value of Chulin, being that only Kahanim can eat the Chuma, therefore it is worth less in value than regular Chulin. So when one is Goinev Chuma Vele Ochla, if he didn't eat it, he was only Goinev it, and Magneva one is Chayev Kefil. But he pays kefil of Dmei Chuma, the value of Chuma, being that what he was going to was Chuma, and Chuma is less in value than Chulin, he pays kefil Dmei Chuma, he pays the value of the Chuma. But Achla, if he eats it, then he's Mishalim Shnei Kanaim. He has to pay 2 karens. He has to pay a kefil, being that he was going to it, and now he was Achla, so he pays Mitzad de Achila and Mitzad de Gneva. So the karen v'choymish that he pays for the Achila, that he pays Minachulin, the Mishnah says, and the second karen, which he's paying for the kefil, that he pays Dmei Chuma. Being that he was Achla, so now the Chiv Tashlumen of the first Karen is mitzad, not only mitzad Gnevasa, but also mitzad this, that he ate it. And the Achila is that is Mechayev, that he does not pay Dmei Truma, only he pays Minachulin. So, and when the Mishnah says that when he pays the Karen, he pays Minachulin and not Dmei Truma, the Mishnah says he pays Karen V'choymish Minachulin. So we see that the Choymish is also included in the Chiv similar to the Karen, that he has to pay Minachulin. And it's a Raya that Choymshay Kemoise, the Chiv Choymish, is similar to the Chiv Karen. There are three shittas in the Rishonim to explain what is our Gemara referring to. What is this halacha that chumas eina mishtalemes ela min achulin, that one could, when one eats chuma, he could only pay min achulin, and the Gemara is nestapik by a chaymish. Could he pay shaloi min achulin, or does chaymish also have this halacha that's eina mishtalemes ela min achulin? Rashi in our sugi devir maschul eina mishtalemes explains that one cannot pay mois, he cannot use money or begodim or any other shavah kesef. He has to pay dafka peiris chulin that are able to be chal on it, the kedushas truma. When he gives it to the kohen, it's going to be niskadish this tashlumen with the kedushas truma. And therefore, when one eats truma and he's paying up the kohen for this that he ate, he has to give dafka peiris that are ready to be niskadish with the kedushas truma, dafka peiris that are normally chayv in truma. And Huadin Rashi explains the Mishnah by Gain of Chum of Achla that he pays Karen v'chaymish min achulin. We mean that he pays Karen v'chaymish with the dover that's ready to be niskadish with the Kedushas Chuma. Mashenkin the Kefil, which when one is Gain of Chuma, he's only paying Machmas the Gneva, not being Nischayev v'chlaw Machmas the Achilas Chuma. It's only a regular Loch of Gneva, that's just the Chayv Ba'alma, and with that he can pay Dmei Chuma. All he has to pay is the value he can give Mois or Begadim or any other Shavah Kesef. He does not have to pay Dafka something that's ready to be niskadish with the Kedushas Truma. The Taisus Yomtif, when he's Mefarish, the Mishnah in Chumas, is Medayik from Rashi that one pays the value of Truma. Rashi didn't mention anything about the value that one is paying. It's Mashma from Rashi that when he pays the back, when one is Eichel Truma, he only has to pay back the value of Truma, which is Be'erich, two-thirds the value of Chulin. So even though he's paying back Peiris of Chulin, he would pay back less than what he actually ate. If he ate Sa'ar worth of Truma, so being that chulin is really worth more than chumas, when he pays back the chulin, now he'll pay back two-thirds of a saw of chulin, and with that he'll be giving back the same value of what he ate, and he'll be paying back a dover that's really to be niskadish with the kedushas truma. And according to Rashi, there's no chiyuv dafka to pay the value in terms of chulin. The entire halacha of paying mina chulin means that he's paying a dover that's really to be niskadish with the kedushas truma, but avadi he pays it at the value of dmei truma. He pays it at the lower value of what truma is worth, and not at the value of what the chulin is actually worth. The Rash in his Pirish on the Mishnayis and Chumas is Mefarish the Gemara. When we say one has to pay Karen V'chaymish min achulin, we're not referring only to the material that one is paying with, that he has to pay Dafka Peiris. We're referring to also is the value of what he pays with. Even though he ate a saw of Chuma, and the saw of Chuma is really only worth two-thirds of a saw of Chulin, when he pays back, he has to pay back min achulin. He has to pay back the value that these Peiris are worth and the value of Chulin. He has to pay back a full saw of Chulin. Even though a Sa'ah of Chulin is worth more than a Sa'ah of Chuma, the Sa'ah of Chuma is Be'erich two-thirds of the Sa'ah of Chulin. Still, being that he ate a Sa'ah, he has to pay back at the value that these payers are worth if they would have been Chulin. When we say we pay Chuma min HaChulin, we mean that we pay at the value that it would be worth if it would have been Chulin. Even though Chulin normally is worth more than Chuma, afilo hach, you have to pay, when one is Eichel Chuma, he has to pay at the value that it would be worth if it would have been Chulin. And this chiv that the Rash is explaining to pay min achulin, to pay at the value that it's worth if it would have been chulin, is dafka by a oichel chumba when one ate the chumba. But when it comes to a goin of chumba, so there it's just a regular chiv kefal, a chiv mammon, and one was goin of somebody else's mammon, so he pays the value of what he stole. And being that the value really is a dmei chumba, so therefore he pays a kefal, he pays dmei chumba, he pays only the lower value, the two-thirds of the value of the chulin, he pays the value of what he actually stole, which is the dmei chumba. The third shita in explaining our Gemara is the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid is brought in the shita Mikubetzes. Also, the Biskarov and the Michtav at the end of the Sefer is Mefarish, the shita of Rambam, also that he holds like this Ravid. And the Ravid explains min achulin to mean v'loy min aleket v'loy min ashicha v'apeya, that one has to use dafka a dover that is chayiv in chuma. One cannot pay back when one is oichel chuma. He cannot pay back with a dover that was not in his chayiv in chuma. Leket shicha and peya are potter from chuma, matnas aniyim are potter from chuma and maisris. So one cannot use leket shicha and peya to pay back when he ate chuma. It's a special din that one, when one eats chuma, has to pay dafka with a dover that was nischayev in chuma. In order for it to be chal in the kedushas chuma, it has to be a dover that was nischayev in chuma b'shas. It was niktzar from the sadeh. And when one cannot use leket shicha and peya, which are chal in the din that it's potter from chuma and maisris. According to the Ravid, it's poshut, one cannot pay back with Mois and Begadim like Rashi, but even more than that, according to the Ravid, one cannot pay back with Leket, Shikha, and Peya, with things that are potter from Chuma. One has to pay back Dafka with a Dover that was Nischayev in Chuma, and therefore, and this way, when he pays it back, it will be Chalonet of Kedusha's Chuma when he gives it to the Kayin. Al Kapanim, we have three Shittas in the Rishonim to Mefarish, what our Gemara means when it says Chumas Einem Mishtalemis Elam Min Achulin, and the Gemara is Nestapik, if the Chaymish, it could be Shalom Min Achulin, or also it's Einem Mishtalemis Elam Min Achulin. We have the Shita of Rashi explained that it's Einem Mishtalemis Elam Min Achulin, that he has to pay Dafka Peiris, which are able to be Niskadish with Kedushas Chuma, Lafuki Mois, and Begodim, things that are not Shaykh Bachlal, to be Niskadish with the Kedushas Chuma. We had the Shita of the Rash, who explains Min Achulin to mean that he pays at the value that it would have been worth had it been Chulin. He does not give back the value of Dmei Chuma, which is lower than the value of Chulin. He has to pay it back at a value of Min Achulin. He has to pay it back at a value of what this Peiris would have been worth had it been Chulin. And thirdly, we had the sheet of the Raivid. The Raivid is Mefarish Milachulin, Taminas, Bidafka, Dover, which was Neschayiv and Chumo, Lafuki, Peris of Leka, Chichum, Peya, things that were potter and were Mufka from the Chi of Chumo, and them it cannot be Nechal or Ketushas Chumo. So Memela, when he pays it back, he has to pay back Dafka with something which Beshas Ktsirose was Neschayiv and Chumo. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Aleph brings the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Yod Melchus Trumas Halacha Yud Ches. The Mishnah Lamelech is Mefarish this Machlokes Rashi and the Rash, whether or not when one is paying up Truma Sheochla, one who eats Truma and he has to pay up the Truma, does he pay the Peiris at the value of Chulin? If these Peiris of Truma that he would have eaten would have been Chulin, what would have been the value? So he pays, if he ate a Sa'a of Truma, he has to give a Sa'a of Peiris of Chulin. Or do we say no, that when he pays up Chuma Sha'achla, he pays at the value of Dmei Peiris? So if he ate a Sa'ah worth of Chuma, and now he's paying up Peiris of Chulin, he gives 2/3 of his Sa'ah of Chulin, which are the same value as a Sa'ah of Chuma. And he brings this Machlekes HaRishonim, Rashi and the Rash, what one has to pay. Minchas Chinuch is Matmi on the Mishnah Lamelech. How could it be that when one was Achla Chuma, he would pay only the Dmei Chuma, he would pay Chulin at the value of the Peiris of Chuma? If he's paying a Peiris of Chulin, he would not give the Sa'ah of Chuma which he ate, only he gives us of 2/3 of a Sa'ah of Chulin, which is the same value as the Sa'ah of Chuma. L'chayra, as soon as he gives the Peiris of Chulin to the Kohen, it will be niskadish the Peiris Kedushas Chuma. Umemela, the Peiris are not going to be worth only 2/3 of the value they were worth Beshas, they were Peiris of Chulin. It comes out he's only giving back 2/3 of the value of what he ate. He was oichel a sa'ar of peiris chuma of the kohen, and when he pays back the kohen out 2/3 of a sa'ar of chulin, which as soon as he gives it to the kohen is niskadish with the kedushas chuma. It comes out he's only paying back 2/3 of the value of what he ate. He's giving really 2/3 of a sa'ar of peiris chuma, even though he ate a sa'ar worth of peiris of chuma. The Minchas Chinuch answers for the Mishnah Melech that first we have to explain at what point are the Peiris Niskadish with Kedushas Chuma. When one pays Peiris of Chulin back to the Kohen for the Chuma Sha'achla, at what point do the Peiris that he's paying become Niskadish with the Kedushas Chuma? Do we say Bishas Hafreshosai, that Bishas he's mafish these Peiris, that these should be the payment to the Kohen, at that point already they're Niskadish with the Kedushas Chuma? Or do we say that it's only b'shas nisinasei l'koyin, b'shas that he gives it to the koyin, at that point it's niskadish with the kedusha of chuma? Zokta Minchas Chinuch, if we would say that b'shas hafreshosa it's niskadish with the kedusha of chuma, then we cannot say that one could pay back the dmei chuma, that he only pays back 2/3 in peiris of chulin of what he ate in peiris of chuma, that he would give 2/3 of a saw of chulin. Being that b'shas hafreshosa it's already niskadish the kedusha of chuma, it comes out when he's paying back the koyin, b'shas is giving it to the koyin, he's really giving the koyin truma. So at that point, the 2/3 of a sa'ah of chulin, which is given to the koyin, is really 2/3 of a sa'ah of truma. One cannot pay back 2/3 of a sa'ah of truma if he ate a sa'ah worth of payers of truma. But if we had to say that b'shas nesinasei l'koyin, that it's neskadish with the kedushas truma, that really it's chulin until he gives it to the koyin, and when it reaches the hand of the koyin, at that point it's neskadish with the kedusha of truma. So what he's giving to the koyin is really payers chulin. So he's giving to the Kohen 2/3 of a Sa'ah of Peiris of Chulin, which is the same value as a Sa'ah worth of Peiris of Chuma. So he's paying back the exact value of what he ate from the Kohen. So even though once it reaches the hand of the Kohen, it's going to be niskadish with Kedushas Chuma and go down in value, being that B'shas he's giving it to the Kohen, at this point it's Chulin and it's valued at the same value of what he ate, we consider it that he's paying exactly what he ate. He's paying the value of a Sa'ah of Peiris of Chuma, which is what he ate from the Kohen, and therefore he's Yotze his Chayvus Tashlumin for this that he ate the Peiris of Chuma of the Kohen. Minchas Chinuch is Mayrich in the Sfar to be Chaylik on the Mishnah Lamelech, but Akapanim, this is Mavur from the Mishnah Lamelech, this Chiddush, that when one is paying back for this that he's mazik somebody else, and he's paying him b'shas the piroin, while it's still in his hand, it's the value of what he was mazik or what he was goinev. And when it reaches the hand of the one he's paying back to, it's going to go down in value for any reason. For one reason or another, it's going to go down in value. Still, his yoytze is din piroin, being that while it's in his hand, before he gives it to the one who he's paying back, it's at the value of what he's mazik, he's able to be yoytze his chayvus piroin with this. And therefore, in our case, when he's paying back for the sa'ah chuma sha'achla, even though he's paying back 2/3 of a sa'ah of peiris chulin, being that right now its value is the same value as a sa'ah worth of peiris of chuma, ha'gam, when it reaches the yad koyin, it's going to go down in value, ha'filiochi, is going to be yetza his din piroyin, being that in his hand, it's worth the same amount as the sa'ah peiris chuma sha'achla, he's able to be yetza his din tashlumin with this, ha'gam, it goes down by yad ha'koyin.
The Gemara continues with a memra on my Rava Gabi Gezel Ksiv Vachamishisov Yosef Olav. The Pasuk tells us Vachamishisov Yosef Olav Utnan Noson Lai Esakeren V'nishpolei Alachoymish. If one was Koifer in Momen that he owes it Chaveroi and his Chayiv Keren V'choymish, and he paid up the Keren V'nishpolei Alachoymish, now he was Koifer in the Chiv of the Choymish, and he made a Shvur in being to be Koifer the Chiv of the Choymish, and now he wants to repay it. He's Chayzer from his Kfiro. Hareza Moisef Choymish al Choymish, he has to be Moisef al Choymish on the Choymish, being that he was Kofar V'nishba on the Chiv of the Choymish. Hareza Moisef Choymish al Choymish, he's Mechuyiv to be Moisef another Choymish when paying back the Choymish. He has to be Moisef another Choymish for this, that he was Nishba al Sheker. Taisis asks, how could we say one is Mechuyiv to be Moisef al Choymish for this, that he was Kofar V'nishba on the Chiv of the first Choymish? The Gemara earlier in the Perek on Daf Mem Ches Lamed Aleph tells us that one is only mechuyev a keren v'chaymish for a shvua sheker in the case of yichud likli. It's only if one has a pikadon of chaveri, if he has mamon chaveri biyodai, Reuven has Shimon's keli, and when Shimon is tevea the keli, Reuven is kofa v'nishba that he has the keli, then Reuven is mechuyev keren v'chaymish. And who adin if Reuven owes Shimon money, and it was yichud likli, there's a mashkin, there's a keli miyuchid for the chayv to pay up the chayv. There's a mashkin that Shimon can come be teveah when he's teveah the money. He could say this keli was miyuchid for the chayv and he's teveah that keli. So being that there's a miyuchidik a keli that Shimon is being teveah, if Reuven is kafah v'nishba, then there's a chiyuv karen v'chaymish. But a regular chayv ba'alma, if Reuven owes Shimon money and when Shimon's teveah the money, Reuven is kafah v'nishba, there is no halacha that Reuven has to be moisif a karen v'chaymish. So in fact, Taisus, how can we say by the Chi of Chaymish that when one is Kofa V'nishba on the Chi of Chaymish, the halacha is, I raise the Moisef Chaymish al Chaymish, the Chi of Chaymish does not have a Keli, and being that there's no Meyuchadik a Keli, and there's no Mamon Chaveri B'yadai, there's no specific Keli being Teveh, L'chayri there should be no Chi of Keren V'chaymish, so how can we say the halacha is that I raise the Moisef Chaymish al Chaymish? And Taisus answers that we have to say we're discussing a case of Yichud Loikli, that Reuven was miyachid the keli for the piroin of the chaymish, that this specific keli should be for the piroin. Or we could say we are discussing a case of not avachaze vevkideh etzloi, that Reuven already paid Shimon up the chaymish, he gave Shimon the mamon for the chaymish, and Shimon was remafkid the mamon etzlo Reuven. He gave him back the mamon as a pikadon, and then again Reuven was kafah v'nishba on this mamon that Shimon gave him back as the pikadon. Reuven was kafah v'nishba on this mamon. I would have a havamin in this case that the one would not be moisef a chaymish on the chaymish. Kamash malon, the pasuk, the Mishnah is telling us that a kamash malon from the pasuk that one by gneva one is moisef a chaymish on the chaymish. And the chayv, the explanation of Tais is that this is considered a chiddush, that even though Shimon already received the money and is now a new pikadon that Shimon is giving to Reuven, being that it originated from a chiyav of a chaymish, I would have a havamina that mamon that originated from a punishment that Reuven had, it was an oynish on Reuven that he had to pay this chaymish. If Reuven comes to a case when he was kafah v'nishba on this mamon that Shimon was only zoyche in, machmas had an oynish of Reuven's original shvua sheker, I would have a havamina that Reuven would not be mechuyav another chaymish on top of it. Kamash malon, that one is moisef a chaymish on a chaymish, being that now Reuven was kafah v'nishba on this mamon, he's moisef chaymish on chaymish. The Tosis Arash brings a second teretz to answer this question, that how could we say there's a din by Gneva, one is Moisef a Chaymish on a Chaymish? And the Gemara tells us that we need Dafka Yichud Leikli, that has to be a specific Keli, that one is being Kafa V'nishba Olav. And the Tosis Arash says that the Gemara does not mean to say that one has to be Kofer Dafka on a Chiv that has a specific Keli, that one has to be Dafka be Kofer in Mamon Chaveri B'yodeh of Pikadin or a case when they were Miyachid a Keli for the Chayv. All the Gemara means to say by Yichud Leikli that we need Dafka specific Keli is that the Chayv has to originate from a Kfira on a Keli. The Chayv has to come from a Kfira and a Shvua on a Keli, Mamon Chaveri B'yadai, or Yichud Leikli for the Chayv. But even though the Chaymish, there is no Keli specified for the Chayv and there's no Mamon Chaveri B'yadai, being that the Chaymish originated from a Kfira and a Shvua on a Keli, the Chiv, this that he owes the money of the Chaymish, was because he made a Kfira and a Shvua on a keli, so the chayv originated from this that there was mamon chaveri biyadai. A chayv that is created from this that he was kofer in the mamon chaveri biyadai in a kli or a mashkin that he has towards a chayv that he owes his friend. In such a case, if one is kofer in the chayv that came out of that kfira and shvua of the pikadon,
That's also mechayev a chaymish, and one does not need specifically for the chayv he's being kaifer in to have an actual keli that he's being kaifer, that he doesn't want to give this keli back. And this is a great chiddush that comes out from the Tosfos Rosh, that the din of yichud the keli does not mean that he's being kaifer in a keli and saying that he's not giving back a specific keli that he's supposed to, that Shimon is being teveya. Even if he's being kaifer in a chayv ba'almo, in moment that he owes Shimon, if the chayv that he's been kaifrin originated from this, that he was, that he is holding on to Shimon's money, the marshal in our case, that he was kafar v'nishban, a keli that he owes to Shimon, and that created a chiyav chaymish, when he's kaifrin that chayv also, it could create a chiyav chaymish. It does not have to be dafka that he's been kaifrin the kli itself. Rabbi Levin in Ayelas HaShachar explains with this Tosfos Rosh a difficult gemara in Baba Kama daf kuf hei. The Gemara in Baba Kama Duf Kofei on the bottom of Amud Aleph brings the case of Gozal Chometz. The halacha is that one steals Chometz of his friend, Ve'obol of a Pesach, and now it's Aser Ba'anah, and the Chometz is worthless. If he returns the Chometz itself that he stole, he can say, Areshel Cholef Anecha, this is the moment that I stole, even though B'shas he stole it, it was worth money, and now it's Aser Ba'anah, and it's worthless. He can say, Areshel Cholef Anecha, and return the back the Chefetz that he stole, and with that he's potter from his Gneva. But if he loses the chayfetz, so then he cannot say that now the chayfetz is worth nothing and therefore I don't have to pay you back anything. Once he loses the chayfetz, and now he pays keshas agneva and he has to pay the amount that the chometz was worth b'shas he stole it. And the Gemara is in Iboyim Baba Kama, the Gemara, what is the halacha if one is kafar v'nishba on chometz shaval of a Pesach? Do we say that because he could return the chayfetz itself, and the chayfetz itself was worthless, so therefore the kfir and the shpur is not in a mammon and will not be chayav a karen v'chaymish? Or do we say, being that if he would lose the chayfetz, he's mechuyiv kishas agneva, and there is the chayv mammon, so being that there's a chayv mammon, if he's kafar v'nishba, it would be mechayav a karen v'chaymish, because he's being kafar v'nishba in the chayv mammon that he owes, even though he could say, Aresh l'chol afanecha, with the chametz itself, being that there is a chayv mammon, the halacha would be that there would be a chayv v'chaymish. In fact, the Baran Leib, even if we would say that there is a chiyav mammon, because if the chayfetz would get lost, he would be mechuyav to pay keshas agneva. But the Gemara, our Gemara in Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph tells us nidafka yichud leikli. There has to be a specific keli that he was miyachid for the chayv. He can't just be kaifer in a chayv ba'alma. He has to be kaifer in a specific keli that the teveya is demanding from him. And being that in this case the keli that he has, which is the nignav could mon from him, is worthless because it's chamach shavah lava pesach. L'chayv, he's not mekayim this din of yichud l'kli, and he's not being kaifer in mamon chaveri b'yadoi. L'chayv, why is it mekayim a karen v'chaymish? So, to Baran Leib, the fetus Tosfos Rosh, we can explain this Gemara. The Tosfos Rosh is mechadish that we do not need dafka, the kfir should be in when the teveya is coming and moning the keli. He's moning the mashkin and moning the keli, the mamon chaveri b'yadoi, and he was kafer v'nishba in that tviya to be mechayim v'chaymish. The Tosfos Rosh is mechadish that as long as the chiyav came out of a keli, it came out of the kfir of a keli, there was mamon chaveri b'yadoi that he was kaifrin, and that created this chiyav. In such a case, also the kfir of such a chayv is mechayim v'karen v'chaymish. So in Cain, who had been by the case of chomach aval of a Pesach, the chiyav that's coming out is because there was mamon chaveri b'yadoi originally when he stole this chometz. The chometz had a shavius, and that is what's creating the chiv to pay keshas agneva. It was created from a mammon chaver biyodi when he stole the money, and he had mammon chaver biyodi that created a chayv mammon. When he's kafav v'nishba in such a chayv, that creates the chiv chaymish. So even though now the chometz shavul of a pesach is also by now and it's worthless, being that it was originally created from a mammon chaver biyodi, such a chayv when one is kafav v'nishba in it, it's mechayev a keren v'chaymish. The Gemara continues that by Meiser Sheni, the Allah is one is not Meiser Fachaymish on a Chaymish, Dafka on the original Meiser Sheni, one is Meiser Fachaymish when he's Mechalalit, but if one wishes to be Mechalal the Chaymish, he is not Meiser Fachaymish on a Chaymish. By Hektish, the Gemara has a suffix, is one Meiser Fachaymish on a Chaymish, or one is not Meiser Fachaymish on a Chaymish by Hektish. And the Maskon of the Gemara, my Havi Allah, Omer Tivyumi Mishmeid Abaye, Omer Akrov, Yosef, Chamishis, Kesef, Erkecha, Makish, Chaymish, Kesef, Orkai, we have a Hekish. The chaymish to the kesef erkei, ma kesef erkei, moisef chaymish, af kesef chaymish, nami moisef chaymish, one is moisef a chaymish on a chaymish by hektish. It comes out from here that there's an extra chumra by hektish over moisef sheni, that one is moisef a chaymish on a chaymish by hektish, when one is not moisef a chaymish on a chaymish by moisef sheni. Tosis in the Vemasra hektish and moisef is ma'ayrus, that this hektish and moisef are afuchim zemizeh, they come at the opposites of each other. In the next Gemara, the Gemara brings a memory from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi al hektish rishon moisiv chaimish val hektish sheni eini moisiv chaimish. When one is mechalal hektish, dafka the original chayfetz that he was makdish when he's mechalal and paid to that chayfetz, he is moisiv chaimish. But when he's mechalal onto the second chayfetz, which is getting the kedusha of the original chayfetz, when he wishes to be mechalal the second chayfetz, he is not moisiv chaimish. That is called hektish sheni al hektish rishon moisiv chaimish val hektish sheni eini moisiv chaimish. And Taisis brings that the Gemara Menachis in Perek HaToide is Mavuah by Meister Sheni. The Halach is that Afilo on Chilol Sheni, also one is Meisef HaChoymish on the Meister Sheni. If one is Mechalel, the Paris of Meister Sheni onto Kesef, and now wishes to be Mechalel the Kesef, he has to be Meisef another Choymish al Chilol Sheni of Meister Sheni, one is also Meisef HaChoymish. And it comes out as far as Hafuchizu Mizu. When it comes to Choymish al Choymish, Hektish is more Chamed than Meister Sheni. By Hektish, one is Meisef HaChoymish on a Choymish. And my Meister Sheni, one is not Moisef HaChomish on HaChomish. And when it comes to Al Hektish Sheni, Al Hektish Rishon Moisef HaChomish, Al Hektish Sheni Eini Moisef HaChomish. And Meister Sheni has the added Chumrah that Afilo on Chilol Sheni also one is Moisef HaChomish. And we do not have this din that we have by Hektish that one is not Moisef HaChomish on the Chilol of Hektish Sheni. In Meir Simchon, Or Sameach, Perek Zayin, Melchus Erichin, explains the Sfaris Afuchim Zemizel, why is it that it comes out they're opposites of each other? Hektish and Meister came out with opposite halachas. And the Meir Simcha is Masber, the halacha of being Moisef HaChomish is Toli Dafka in the Bailam. Only the owner of a Chayfetz who is coming to be Mechalal, the Meister Sheni, or coming to be Paid of the Hektish is Moisef HaChomish. Another person who is not the owner of the object who comes to be Mechalal or to be Paid is not Moisef HaChomish. Zakhtu Meir Simcha, when one is Makdish a Chayfetz, he's giving the Chayfetz over to Hektish, it is no longer his Chayfetz, it really belongs to Hektish. The only Bailas he has that we consider him the owner, that he is Moisef HaChomish when he is Paid it, is because he was the one who's Makdish it. His bailus, why we look at this chayfetz as his hektish, was because he was the one who was makdish it. Right now, he does not retain any ownership over the chayfetz. Therefore, it's dafka on the hektish rishon, on the original hektish that he was makdish this chayfetz, that we see him as the bailim. Over there, we say when he comes to be poided, he is moisef hachaymish. Masha'en came by hektish sheni, when he was poided and was mechal the kedusha onto a second object. On the second object, this kedusha, we don't bechalal see him as the bailim, we don't see him as the owner of this chayfetz, of this kedusha, being that he did not create this kedusha. Who was created through a chilul, through a maisa pigeon. Therefore, we don't see him as the bailam. He does not have the halacha of being maisa v'chaymish, and that is why the pasuk has been ma'id, alektish rishon, maisa v'chaymish, v'alektish sheni, any maisa v'chaymish. It's mistave, he should be nismayed, because he's not really the bailam anymore. His kedusha was only because he was the one who was makdashit on the hektish sheni. We do not really see this, that he was makdashit anymore, and therefore he's nismayed, that he's not maisa v'chaymish, be pijaynay. Mashenki Meister Sheni, we paskin Meister Sheni is Mom and Hedget. The Meister Sheni still belongs to the Bailam. I feel if one is Mechalal the Meister Sheni onto a second object, the second object also belongs to him, so we still see him as the owner of this Meister Sheni. Being that we could still see him as the owner of this Meister Sheni, therefore the Allah of Meister Sheni is Mistaver, then not only a Meister Sheni Rishon, one could be Mechalal, one has to be Meister Chomish when he is Mechalal, but I feel on the Chilul Sheni, even on the Kesef that the Kedusha was transferred from the pavis of Meister Sheni onto it, Afilu on the Chilul Sheni also, we still see him as the Bailam, and it's Mistaver that the Halacha should be as Afilu on Chilul Sheni also, the Bailam is Moisef HaChomish when it comes to be Mechalal it again. But this is all only B'negeh the Chilul Sheni, when one is coming to be Mechalal, the money that the Kedusha was transferred onto. When it comes to the Chomish, the Sfaris are the opposite. Hektish is a davar that's bob benedu in a davar. Hektish, one is, there's no chi if one to give his chafetzim to Hektish. If one is menadev, and he gives over the chafetz to Hektish. Masha'enke, Meister Sheni is a davar abob b'chiev. One is mechuyev to be mafish, Meister Sheni from the paris that grew in his field. It's a davar abob b'chiev that he has to give the Meister Sheni. The chaymish, there's no chi if b'chlaf one to be paid as Meister Sheni or to be paid as Hektish. It's not a chi if him to be Meister for chaymish. He does not have to be paid it, he does not have to be mechalal it. Afilo an acher could come be paid it, and if somebody else comes, there is no esafas chaymish. The chaymish is not a dover above a chiv. Therefore, it's mistaver by hektish. We look at the chaymish as a hektish rishon. We look at it as a maisa of giving over something new to hektish. He was maisa for chaymish. It's kilu, it's a dover above a nether and a dover. When he came to be paid as hektish, he was maisa for chaymish. We look at that as hektish rishon. And therefore, the halacha is that one is maisa for chaymish on a chaymish when he comes to be paid the chaymish. When it comes to Meister Sheni, which is a davar that's bob b'chiyev, the chaymish is not similar to the Karen. The Karen is a davar bob b'chiyev, he's mechuyev to be mafish, a meister from his paris, then bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. There's a chiyev to give the Meister Sheni. Mashenkin, the chaymish is not a davar bob b'chiyev. It's only if one wants to be mechalal, and the Bailam is the one who came to be mechalal, then he has to be meister for chaymish. Being that it's not a davar bob b'chiyev, we cannot look at the chaymish as similar to the Karen. Therefore, it's mistaver by Maaser Sheni. There should be a halacha that one is not moisif for chaimish on a chaimish, being that the chaimish is not similar to the original Maaser Sheni. Memele zokta mei simcha. It's not really svaras afuchas. It's a davar amistaver. This step by hektish the halacha is al hektish rishon moisif chaimish. While hektish sheni ain't moisif chaimish is because we don't see him as the bialim anymore. Therefore, he's nesmite from being moisif for chaimish. Mashenke, when it comes to be moisif a chaimish on a chaimish, it's mistaver the chaimish should be similar to the karen, and therefore by hektish one is moisif a chaimish on a chaimish. Mashenke, by Maaser Sheni, it's the opposite. By Maaser Sheni, or the Chilul Sheni, one is still the Bailim, therefore it's Mistaver, one should be Moisef a Chaimish. Mashenke, the Chaimish being that it's not Boba Chaiva similar to the Karen, therefore over there it's Mistaver, there should be Halacha, the one is not Moisef a Chaimish on a Chaimish by Maaser Sheni. And with this, he explains as far as Afuchus, that Taisis and Maira, the Chilukim between Maaser Sheni and Hektish. We brought that the Gemara discussed the Chi of Chaimish on a Chaimish by Gzela. One is Moisef Chaimish on a Chaimish, and by Hektish one is Moisef Chaimish on a Chaimish, and by Maaser Sheni the Halach is that one is not Moisef Chaimish on a Chaimish. The Gemara also brings by Truma the Halach is one is Moisef Chaimish on a Chaimish, and the Gemara brings the Mishnah. Mishnah is Truma, so Oichel Truma B'Shoigig, if one eats Truma B'Shoigig, he's Mishalin Karen V'Chaimish. And the Mishnah explains, Echad ha'oichel saif, he eats it, ve'echad ha'shoiseh, saif, one drinks it, ve'echad ha'soch, and saif, one smears the shemen shel truma, if he does sicha of shemen shel truma on himself also, ve'echad truma tayo, ve'echad truma tmeya, the halacha is, he's mishalim, chaimsha ve'chaimsha de chaimsha, the Mishnah says he's mechaif to pay chaimish and the chaimish of the chaimish. We see from there, the halacha is that by truma, one is meisef ha'chaimish on a chaimish. This that the Mishnah listed Echad ha'oichel ve'echad ha'shoiseh ve'echad ha'soch. The chiv of sicha by truma is a machlokes in the Rishonim. What exactly is the din of one who is soch shemen shel truma on himself? Rashi in the Ve'amaschil Echad ha'soch explains shemen shel truma de sicha k'shtiyah. If one is soch the shemen of truma on himself, there is a regular chiv just like shtiyah, because the halacha is that sicha is like shtiyah, and shtiyah is like achilo da aminu mepek basu de yuma. That sicha is kishtia from a drosha v'atovei kamayim v'kibay u'cheshemem be'atzmoysov. The Gemara darshins that sicha is the halacha of ishtia, and Rashi understands that this drosha v'atovei kamayim v'kibay is a drosha that's megala afilu midayraisa. Also the halacha is that sicha is kishtia, and therefore afilu midina dayraisa also a soch chuma is has the halacha of a shoysa chuma, and therefore the Mishnah paskins that he's moysif a karen and a chaimish, being that it's like a shtia, and the halacha of a uchel and shoysa chuma is that one pays a karen v'chaimish. So Shitas Rashi is that Sicha Kishtiyah is Mahaniyaf is Afilu Midayrai, so also it has Alach of Shtiyah, and therefore it blibes the Shoysa Truma with all the Alachas of Azor Sha'ocha V'Shosa Truma. The Ritva in our Sugya brings Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds the Josh of Atovi Kamayim V'Kirba is an Asmachta Ba'almo. There is no Alach of Midayrai in Ka'at HaRekula that Sicha is Kishtiyah, and a Soch, any other Isser in the Torah, would not be over just like a Shoysa in regularly Suri Achilu Shtiyah. If one is Soch Chalev on himself, he's not over the issa of being Shaysa Chalev. Zokta Bein Tam, this that we find by Chuma, Echad Ha'oichel, Echad Ha'shaysa, Echad Ha'soch, is a special drosha of Inyan Chuma. He brings a Sefri that Darshan's Vegam, the rabbi says Ha'soch, there's a Bazunder Reboy just for Soch Chuma, that by Chuma the Aloch is Sicha Kishtiyah. So again, Shitas Rashi is that in Kol Torah Kula Sichas Kishtiyah, that's a Joshua Midayraisa, we always look at a Soch like a Shaysa. And Ben Tam is Cholik, that Sicha Kishtiyah is only a Smachta Ba'almu, that's only a Lachem Midar Abonon, that there's an Issa to be Soch Shari Surim. But there's a special Joshua Linyan Truma, a Riboy in the Sefri, that's Marbe, that by Truma the Alach is that Sicha is Kishtiyah, and a Soch Truma as the Alach of a Shaysa Truma, and therefore that's why our Mishnah says he's Chayiv, a Keren and a Chaymish. Taisis and Yuma, and the last parak in Yuma, Daf Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph, brings two terutzim. In the first teretz, Taisis holds like Shitas Abayin Tambur and Arsugi, that is a halacha special by Chuma, Sicha Kishtiyah, even though Ka'at HaRekula, Sicha is not Kishtiyah. When it comes to Chuma, we have a special riboy that Sicha is Kishtiyah, and it's also Midayraisa, just like a Shaysa Chuma. Taisis in the second teretz holds that Sicha Kishtiyah, Afilu by Chuma, Soch Chuma is not even Midayraisa. There is no halacha afil by Chuma also that Sicha is Kishtiyah. Only the halacha is only midrabban, and there's an isra of Sicha Kishtiyah and Asmachta Ba'almu. The Chazal was saying on the Pasuk that Rashi brings Vatovei Kamayim Bekiboy Uchishemen Be'atzmoisav that Sicha is similar to Shtiyah. And midrabban, one who is Soch Chuma as the halacha of a Shoysa Chuma. But midraisa, there is no chiv of Shoysa Chuma. All one did is a Maisa Sicha. It's not considered Kishtiyah midraisa. Comes out, we have three shittas in the Rishonim. We have shittas Rashi, that Sichas Kishtiyah B'chol HaTorah Kula. Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, that Sichas not Kishtiyah B'chol HaTorah Kula, only with the Rabbanim you look at it like Shtiyah and call HaTorah Kula. But by Truma, there's a special Riboy that Sichas Kishtiyah L'inyan Truma Midaraisa also, and one of Lasoch Truma is Alocha of Shoysa Truma Afila Midaraisa. And then Tosis and Yuma in his second Teretz hold that Sicha Kishtiyah Afila by Truma also is only with the Rabbanim. There is no Alocha B'chlal Sicha Kishtia Midaraisa, it's all Halacha Midarabonim, I feel by Chuma also. We only look at him as a Shaysa Chuma Midarabonim. The Kapis Tamarim in his Sefer Yom Trua Mesechta Yuma asks on this sheet of Taisvis that the Halacha of Sicha Kishtia and Kalatar Kula and I feel by Chuma also is only Halacha Midarabonim Midaraisa, there is no din that Sicha Kishtia. So how is it that the Mishnah Bayos tells us that Echad Oichel, Vechad Ashaysa, Vechad Asach is Chayev Karen Vechaymish? That even on Sicha also one is Chayev HaChaymish. The Mishnah on the Aftonheim with Beis says Chamisha Chumshenein, and one of the cases of a Chayev HaChaymish is a Oichel Trumas Maisa Shal Dmai, that on Dmai also one a Oichloi, one is Mechuyev Karen VaChaymish. And the Gemara asks, by Dmai it's only Chuma Midarabonon, Midaraisa V'Yasaymich, that the Amoritz is Mafish Chuma, it's only Midarabonon that one is Mechuyev to Mafish Chuma from Dmai. So why is it that Azor was Oichel Dmai is Chayev HaChaymish? The chayiv being that it's only a chayiv drabbanon, there should be no chayiv chaymish. V'chi asuch ha'chom chizik l'devim kishal teira. Did Chazal make the din like a deraisa that should be a chayiv chaymish on a oichel d'may? And the Gemara says, Amani v'meiri, this mission is dafke v'meir. It's mashma from the Gemara that it's dafke libe d'meir when it's chayiv chaymish on a chuma drabbanon on d'may. But according to the Chachamim, on chuma drabbanon, one is not mechayiv chaymish. Azor ha'oichel chuma drabbanon, one is not mechayiv chaymish. According to the Shita of Taisvis that holds Sichas Truma is only an Issa Drabbanon, how is it that the Mishnah says one is Bechiv to pay a Chaymish? It's only a Din Truma Midrabbanon, it was only over the Din Shaysa Truma Midrabbanon, and there should be a Halacha that by Truma Drabbanon there's no Din, one is Moses for Chaymish, he only has to pay the Karen. It's Mavua from the Mishnah who says that one pays a Karen for Chaymish, that Sichas Truma is a Din Deiraisa, Sichas Kishtia by Truma is Midrabbanon, and not Midrabbanon. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pesiv Katan Zayin answers the kasha of the Kapis Tmarim. He explains that it's Choluk Demai from Soch Truma. By Demai, the entire Truma is only Truma Midrabanan. The whole Din Truma that these payers have is only Midrabanan. The entire Mechayev to be Mafish Truma is only Midrabanan. Being that the entire Hafrosh's Truma is only Midrabanan, so therefore there's no Din Chaymish. There's a Kula by Truma Midrabanan that one is not Maisa for Chaymish. In the Mishnah over here of Echad HaOichel VeEchad HaShoysev VeEchad HaSoch, we are discussing regular Truma Midaraisa. There's a regular Afroshas Truma Midaraisa. Only the one being over the Issa was over an Issa Midarabanan. He only did Sicha. He didn't do Achilu Ishtia, which is also Midaraisa. He was only over an Issa Midarabanan with the Truma Midaraisa. He was only a Soch Truma. He wasn't Oichel VeShoysev. In such a case, being that it's really Truma Midaraisa, only the person was over a din derabanan, he was sach instead of being oichel v'shoysa, therefore there's no issa midarais, it's only an issa midarabanan. In such a case, afilu, even though it's only an issa midarabanan, one is moisa v'chaymish. It's dafka and chuma that's entirely midarabanan that we say one is not moisa v'chaymish on chuma derabanan. But on chuma derayisa, that one did a maisa issa midarabanan, on that the halach is that one is moisa v'chaymish, and therefore the Mishnah says, echad ha'oichel v'echad ha'shoysa v'echad ha'sach, is pays a Karen v'chaymish, there is a din of Safas Chaymish, even though according to one sheet in Taisvis, it's only a din derabanan. Our component to summarize what we discussed on the Indian of Moisef Chaymish, Al Chaymish, first we discussed the Indian of Baigzela, one is Moisef Chaymish on a Chaymish, and Taisvis asks, why is one Moisef Chaymish on a Chaymish l'chayre, there is no yichud l'kli, there's no pikadin, there's no mamon chaveri b'yadeh, so why is it that when one is kafa v'nishba, he's mechiv to pay a Chaymish on the Chaymish? And Taisus was mukim that the case was, he was yichud leikli, it was not the lemen of a chzir etzlai, that he took the money, he paid him up to chaymish, and he gave it back to him as a pikadin. And I'd have a havamina being that the mammon came to him through the halacha of a chaymish, through the einish of giving a chaymish, therefore one is not moisef a chaymish, a mammon that he received through the punishment of the original chaymish. Kamash malon, that being that it was not the lemen of a chzir etzlai, that it's regular mammon chavei biyada, and therefore one is moisef a chaymish on the chaymish. We said over the chiddush of the Tosfos Rosh, the Tosfos Rosh was mechadish, that one does not need a yichud like kli, that the kli should still be in existence in order to have the halacha being meisef hachaymish. The Tosfos Rosh holds, even if the chiyuv came from a keli, if originally had mamon chaveri biyadeh, and that created some sort of chiyuv, when he is kaifer in that chiyuv, also he is meisef hachaymish on a chaymish, and therefore by a chaimish where the chiyuv came from this that he was kafa v'nishba on a mamon chaveri biyadai, the halacha would be that he's moisef a chaimish on a chaimish. We said over Rabbi Leibin in Ayelas Hashachar is masbu with this a difficult gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Kofei by Gozel Chametz for Avol of a Pesach, where l'chayre the chametz is now worthless. How could one be yitzu with be mekayim with this the din of yichud kli that the gemara should have a suffix if one is nishba is he moisef a chaimish? And the feed of Tosis Rosh is good, being that the chiv is coming from a keli that has the halacha of yichud kli, and therefore the gemara is mesupik whether or not one is moisef a chaimish if he's kavav v'nishba on a chametz Avol of a Pesach. From there we went to discuss the svaras afuchus between hektish and maaser sheni. Tosis and divrei masal hektish is ma'orer that by hektish the halacha is that one is maaser for chaimish on a chaimish, but on hektish rishon one is maaser chaimish and not on hektish sheni. And by maaser sheni it's the opposite. One is not maaser for chaimish on a chaimish, but on chilul sheni of maaser sheni one is maaser for chaimish. And l'chayre svaras afuchus we said over the svara from the Arsameach in Perek Zayim Hilchos Eirichin in Be'esumcha is masber that by Hektish there's a miyut of Hektish Rishon v'le Hektish Sheni, being that we do not see him as the Bailam anymore. We only see the one who made the actual Kedusha, the original Kedusha, he's the Bailam on the Hektish, but being that he gave the Mammon over to Hektish on the Hektish Sheni, we do not see him as the Bailam, and therefore there's a miyut of Hektish Rishon, Moisef Chaimish v'le Hektish Sheni. Mashenke, when it comes to being Moisef HaChaimish on HaChaimish, the halacha is, by Hektish one is Moisef HaChaimish on HaChaimish, because it's Bab Nedu Nadavah, so the Chaimish is similar, it's also Bab Nedu Nadavah, the Chaimish is similar to the Karen, therefore one is Meisef HaChaimish on HaChaimish. Mashenke by Meisef Sheni, it's the opposite. The Meisef Sheni, we always see him as the Bailim. Afilu on the Chilul Sheni, also the Mammon of Meisef Sheni is Mammon Hedyet, it still belongs to him, and therefore he's Meisef HaChaimish Afilu on Chilul Sheni. But being that Meisef Sheni is a Dava Baba Chayva, we cannot see the Chaimish like similar to the Karen. The Chaimish is, it was Baba Nadava, there was no din that the Bailim has to be the one to be Paidit and be Meisef HaChaimish, it's really a Baba Nadu Nadava. And therefore, one cannot see the chaimish as similar to the keren, the regular ma'aser sheni, which is baba chayv. One is mechuyv to mafish to ma'aser sheni, and therefore one is not ma'aser for chaimish on a chaimish by ma'aser sheni. And lastly, we discussed the three shittas on the inyan of soch truma. Rashi holds that sichas kishtiyah and kol tayar kula. There's always the issue to be soch enias isuri achilu ashtiyah midayraisa. Rabbi Natan is chaylik that there is no halacha of sichah kishtiyah midayraisa. It's only nasmachta ba'alma. And by Truma, there's a special rebuy that there is a halacha of Sichah Keshtiyah by Truma, then therefore our Mishnah says one is Chayav Karen V'Chaimish. And the Shita of Tosis in Yuma Daf Ayin Zayin, Tosis brings one Shita in Tosis is that by that the entire din of Sichah Keshtiyah, Afilu by Truma, also is only Midrabanan. When our Mishnah says Echad Ha'Eichu V'Echad Ha'Sheisa V'Echad Ha'Soch, it's only a din Midrabanan that one is B'Chiv to pay a Karen V'Chaimish. We said over the Kasha of the Kapis Tmarim, the Kapis Tmarim asks that the Gemara after Nehem it based as the sugya v'chi asu chacham chizuk l'divrei kishal teira, that according to the chachamim one is not moisef for chaimish and my being that it's only chumah midrabanan. So what's the chilek by a soch chumah if it's only an isa derabanan? Why is it that one is moisef for chaimish ma'ish nafin d'may that the Gemara says according to the chachamim one is not moisef for chaimish? And the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei answers the kasha of the Kapis Tmarim and he says it's choluk if it's chumah that's entirely midrabanan, its entire afrosha was only midrabanan. Over there, the Gemara holds that one is not Meisef HaChaimish, Mash Enkein, if it's Truma Deiraisa. Only the Issa one did with it was only an Issa Derabanan. He only did a Meisef Sicha, he didn't do a Meisef Achilu Shtiyo. Over there, the halacha is that one is Meisef HaChaimish, even though it's only an Issa Derabanan, being that it was done to an Issa a Truma Deiraisa, one is Meisef HaChaimish, and it's not similar to the Gemara in Daptun Hayamid base.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.